Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
My guess is that most of our listeners are being inundated with patients who have upper respiratory tract infections, and a minority of those are going to have strep infections with group A streptococcus. It is the leading cause of bacterial tonsillopharyngitis in both children and adults. We were all taught, I was certainly taught that a 10-day course of penicillin is standard therapy for strep pharyngitis. But the question is, do we really need 10 days? And is there data that 10 days is needed to kill the bugs and cure the illness? But if we know that the cause is group A strep, so we're not talking about overtreating, we're talking about, you know, documented bacterial infections with strep, should we treat the disease to reduce symptom severity, prevention of acute complications like peritonsillar abscesses, prevention of delayed complications or immune sequela? Here, what I'm talking about is specifically acute rheumatic fever. And perhaps a benefit of treating is to prevent the spread to others. For most children, the recommendation is either oral PenVK or amoxicillin. Parents often prefer the amox because it tastes better than the penicillin. For both, the cost is low. I don't think there's any documented resistance, and it does reduce the risk of rheumatic fever. But again, we go back to this issue of how long do we need to treat the infection? You've got a poem. It was published in the British Medical Journal 2019. It's an electronic version. It attempts to answer the question, can strep throat in children and adults be treated with only 5 days of oral penicillin? Mark?
Yeah, this was done by a group of Swedish researchers. I actually saw them present this work at the NAPCRAG meeting last month in Toronto. So they identified 317 adults and 105 children, 6 years and older, in the primary care setting in Sweden. They had to have at least three of the center criteria and a positive rapid antigen test for group A strep. They were randomized to get either 800 of penicillin 4 times a day for 5 days or 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day for 10 days. So this was an open label trial. So patients and clinicians knew what treatment they were getting. But the researchers who analyzed the data were masked to treatment until the results were assembled. Clinical cure was defined as complete recovery without any residual symptoms and was assessed 5 to 7 days after the completion of treatment. So day 10 to 12 in the 5-day group, day 15 to 17 in the 10-day group. One of the potential criticisms is that the timing of the assessment could bias the results in favor of longer treatment because they were, 5 days later, they would have had 5 days longer to recover potentially. So in the per protocol analysis that only included patients who completed treatment, cure rates at 5 to 7 days were 90% in the 5-day group and 93% in the 10-day group. And that was statistically identical. Results were similar when you looked at the intention to treat analysis. And in addition, patients getting the higher dose, shorter duration 5-day therapy had quicker symptom resolution. Bacterial cure rates were higher with 10 days of treatment, but there was no difference in complication rates, new episodes of tonsillitis, or anything else at 3 months. Adverse events like diarrhea, nausea, vaginitis were more likely and lasted longer in the 10-day group. So the shorter duration group, the 5-day, got better faster, had fewer adverse effects, and had a similar cure rate. The study had basically adequately powered to detect the difference. So bottom line, 5 days of 800 milligram penicillin given 4 times a day produced results that were not inferior to 10 days of 1,000 milligrams of penicillin 3 times a day and had shorter symptom duration. We've also seen similar studies looking at amoxicillin and Augmentin cephalosporin. So you're not limited to penicillin, and that's good. As you alluded to, the taste isn't great. The issue is, do you have to take it 4 times a day? The authors, the researchers, when I asked them that, they argued that there was a greater benefit to taking it more often. That they theorized that taking it less often for only 5 days would have less benefit. Hmm. But I'm not sure what you think about that, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting. You know, There is, I think, at least in my mind, a series of these studies that have looked at and questioned antibiotic use and duration. I know that over the years, you and I have talked a lot about UTIs and treatment of outpatient pneumonia, and you know, not only with what drugs, but for how long. And it's quite controversial in an uncomplicated UTI, but they're the 1, 3, 5, 7 day clinicians. And anyways, this is another piece of information that perhaps some of these things were not derived by research, but just empirical. 10 days, I guess, sounded like a good round number to people.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if we had three digits on each hand, we'd be prescribing 6 days, right? I mean, I think it just started out with 10 because it's a nice round number and sounds reasonable, and maybe there was some therapeutic reasons behind it. But yeah, every single study that I can think of has shown that shorter durations are as good, if not better, than longer durations. We just saw that with community-acquired pneumonia, and the guidelines now say treat for at least 5 days, but if the patient's recovering and doing well, you can stop after 5 days. So that's even for pneumonia.
Exactly. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Looking forward to it.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.